made mention in our drasha yesterday in the context of the degel or the degalim that were used by Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, speaking of the banners and the flags of each Shevet, he made reference to an interesting tshuva of Moshe Feinstein's Igros Moshe, Chelek Gimel Arachayim, Simen Tesvav. Just to elaborate on that, for a few minutes, Rav Moshe was asked from a Rav in Mexico back in the 1960s about a paroches that had on it a Magen David. Is there a concern? And Rav Moshe writes that it's well known that already for centuries, Magen David image has been used on the paroches, on the mantelach of Sefer Torah, on the covering of the Shulchan, and no one ever raised any questions, says Rav Moshe. And he says, and although there might not be a makor for that Magen David shape, that's not a concern, he writes. Furthermore, says Rav Moshe, and maybe just to pause here at the moment, Rav Moshe writes that the image has been in use for centuries. An interesting Mar Makom quoted in Sefer Psichas HaIgros from the Yalkut Yosef of Rav Yitzchak Yosef Shlita, where he writes that the first to make mention of the minhag to have a Tzuras Magen David on a shul, he cites from a sefer called Eshkol HaKofer. Not familiar with it myself, but he dates it back to the 1100s. And the sefer Eshkol HaKofer, in the 12th century, Al Pi Kabbalah, he says there is, I guess, a minhag to have a Tzuras Magen David over a Beis Knesses. And Rav Yosef quotes there, which Rav Moshe himself makes reference to. It seems like Rav Moshe is saying it without any makar, but it's found in this Yalkut Yosef B'Shem, the Sefer Eshkol HaKofer, that the six corners of what is called in English the hexagram allude to the four corners of the earth, to the heaven, and to the earth. And Rav Yosef writes that this image also appears in Sefer Razil HaMalach. So there is a Kabbalistic background, he writes, to this Sefer. It's interesting because if one looks in Encyclopedia Judaica, you'll find that the first shul that they identify as having a Magen David dates back to 1280 or so in Germany, Hamelin, Germany. But they write there that for whatever reason, this image was also used in or on churches prior to that. Why it was used on churches, according to the Encyclopedia Judaica, I don't know. How it made its way from there to shuls, if that's in fact the path that it took, I don't know. But clearly at a certain time, it became much more of, and ultimately an exclusively Jewish symbol. So back to the Igros Moshe. Moshe writes in his tshuva, he says that the Magen David has an inyan to remind one that Hashem Yisbarach is melech, lamala, lamata, l'chol arberuchas ha-shamayim. And then Moshe writes, what's the shaychus of David to this hexagram? So Moshe says that's also lo yadua, not known. And Moshe suggests maybe it's a simon that David had bitachon when he fought his battles only in Hashem Yisbarach. So here, just to pause again, same Sefer Psichas HaIgros refers us to a Sefer called Divrei Torah by the Minchas Elazar. And as you can well imagine, the basis for the question of whether it's appropriate or not to have the Magen David on a paroches was, of course, in light of the fact that it was adopted as the symbol of the modern Zionist movement. Maybe it doesn't belong on a Dover Kaddish like the paroches. That's, of course, the basis for this discussion in the Igros Moshe and, of course, in the Sefer Minchas Elazar's Divrei Torah Sefer. And as I've mentioned in the past, it's well known that the Minchas Elazar was a fierce critic of the Agudas Yisrael and Kal Vachomer of the Zionist movement. You can take a look at Sefer Tikkun Olam, published in Munkash in the late 1930s, for a very fascinating read of what is primarily more polemic against the Agudas Yisrael than it is against the Zionist movement, but both were fiercely opposed by the Minchas Elazar. I think I'm not sure of you also that I had this chus about 20, 25 years ago to meet an elderly man about 100 years old. He was the father of a Holocaust survivor that I grew up with in Toronto. My father's shoulder was a man named Mark Lane, who was a survivor of the Holocaust. His father, who still had the European name, Lachmanowitz, was, when I met him, about 100 years old in the Hebrew home for the aged in Riverdale. They were both from Munkach, and this elderly father was the one who made the Shtreimelach for the Minchas Elazar. So I was fascinated to meet someone who was still sharp when I met him at 100 years old to ask about his Munkach memories. So I said, what do you remember about the Minchas Elazar? So the two first memories he shared with me were, number one, Hatkahata Zahadras Panim. He had such a remarkable, glowing face, long white beard. And the second memory that came to mind right away was, when Yedr Shabbos by Shal HaShiris, Hatkashrat Kegan Tzioinim. Every Shabbos Shal HaShiris, that was his drasha. Those two memories are the first that came to his mind. Okay? Be that as it may, you can imagine that Moshe and the Divrei Torah were coming at this question from, I guess, this background. What is the appropriateness or lack thereof of having such a symbol on the Peroches? So in the Divrei Torah, he writes the following. Very fascinating number of sources that the Munkacher cites. Rav Moshe writes that we don't know where this shaychus of the hexagram to David HaMelech comes from. So the Munkacher quotes Sefer Eretz HaChaim, a Perush on Tehillim, written by a great grandson of the Sma. Probably takes us back to the good couple of centuries. The Sma was 1600s, I think. So writing in around, I guess, maybe the late 1600s, early 1700s, the Eretz Chaim, Rav Ram Chaim ben Shmuel Feivish HaKohen of Nikolsburg, and later in Chevron. So, presumably, assume early 1700s, he writes in his parish on Tehillim, Tehillim Yud Ches, the Pasuk there, Pasuk Gimel, speaks of David Melech describing Hashem, Sal'i, Umetsudasi, Umefalti, Keli Tsuri Achasabo, Kadosh Baruch Hu is my rock, my fortress, my savior, the one I take, I seek shelter in, Magini, my defender or my shield, Vikeren Yishim Miskabi. So in that phrase, that Hashem is Magini, Sefer Eretz Chaim, again, going back a few centuries, writes that there was a distinction between the Magine Malche Yisrael and the Magine Malche Beis David. Because the Magini Malche Yisrael, the shields of Malche Yisrael, he writes, had a shield that was triangular shaped, Shlosh Ktzavos. Malchus Beis David had a Magin that was Shisha Ktzavos. Six corners, hexagram. And he draws for you in the Sefer. You can find it in Hebrew books. He draws you the Magin David in the actual Sefer. And then he explains, based on the Midos, the Spheros, which Midah that reflects, what that refers to. That the six-cornered shield alludes to the Midas Malchus. Okay, that's beyond my Havana, but so writes Sefer Eretz HaChaim, which the Divrei Torah cites in his discussion of this question. And then the Munkacher writes, he says, Im Kabbalah Nekabel, if he's got some Mesorah for this, okay, we'll be Bekabel. But he says, I don't know how he knows that. Where'd you get this from? That the mug in David was a six-cornered hexagram, Mechatesi, he says. The Munchas Lazar writes this. There's no makor for this in Chazal, in Shas, in Zohar. Where did the Sefer Eretz HaChaim get this from? And if anything, says the Divrei Torah, fascinating additional source, he refers us to the Bnei Yisachar, a Zayd of his. The Bnei Yisachar, in turn, cites the Ramah in Sefer Torah Ha'ola, Perek Chaf. Also a fascinating source. The Ramah in Torah Ha'ola Perek Chaf writes that the menorah was a magen and machseh for David. The menorah. That David had the menorah as a shield of some sort. And the Ramah there cites the Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Emor. The Medrash speaks of in the schus of the menorah. Pasuk speaks in Parshas Emor of the menorah, Lahalos Ner Tamid. So the Medr says, in the schus of the menorah, you'll be zochet to be mekabel p'nei nero shel malach ha-mashiach. The Medr cites the pasuk in Tehillim, kufa mebeis, shah matzmiach, karen le-david, arachti, ner le-mashichi, so yarachos, so arnavanov, arachti, ner le-mashichi. So Amos says that the Medr is teaching us that it is the, that the, he writes the following, he says that this Medr is teaching us that the Torah is what is mekareves malach ha-mashiach. And the words of the Ramah, fascinating words, are the following. V'lachein mekubal gamkein. Ramah says there's a Kabbalah, there's a tradition. Sheha menorah haisa mitzuyeres b'magen David. This is the Ramah in Torah Sa'ola. A tradition says, Ramah, that the menorah was designed or inscribed on or written on or engraved on the shield of David. Why? Because the schus of Torah, which is represented by the menorah, and the Amunos, Ha'amitios, and Ikri Hadas, those were omdim with David ben Melcham Osav. So if anything says Bnei Yisachar, if you look into find what the Magen David looked like, it wasn't a hexagram, six-cornered star. It was the menorah, the Ramah says. So where does the Eretz Chaim get this idea that the hexagram, six-pointed star was on David's shield? The Ramah says it was a menorah on David's shield. Okay, very interesting marker from the Ramah. And the Ha'aris and the Bnei Yisachar, they cite as well from the Chidah. The Chidah in Midrash Kedemos quotes from the name of the Marshal. Again, the same idea that David HaMelech had a Tzuras HaMenorah that was engraved on his shield. Tzuras HaMenorah engraved on his shield when he go out to Muhammad. So that's the Chidah citing the Marshal along the lines of the Ramah as well. So getting back to the Divrei Torah, the Munkacher, he then writes, even if there's no mucker for it, but even if we'll assume that the Eretz HaChaim is correct, that there was such an image on the mugging of David, but he says, we find that there are other items that might have once been acceptable, writes the Munkacher, and have subsequently become unacceptable. He refers to the Matseva, the one stone sacrificial site that was used once upon a time by the Avos HaKadoshim, and yet once the became adopted ultimately by other religions, so then it was assert for Klal Yisrael. So the Minchas Elazar in his Divrei Torah says, well, the same is true here. You shouldn't have such a Magen David on the Aron because they've used it as now no longer a symbol that is appropriate for a Makom Kadosh. That's the Minchas Elazar's approach. Rav Moshe, on the other hand, writes, back in Igros Moshe, Chelek Gimel, Siman Tes Vav, he says, this has been used for hundreds of years, long before the Zionist movement, on different Batei Knesios. There's no chash issa, says Rav Moshe. It's not even a maisa lotov. It's fine. You can leave it as it is. He says he doesn't recommend having the word Sion written underneath it. That, says Rav Moshe, was not one of the original minhagim of Klal Yisrael. That maybe is more of a modern evolution of the minhag. So the word Sion, Rav Moshe, is not l'chatchila in favor of on the parochas, but the Magen David, says Rav Moshe, there's no issa at all. You can leave it there. Nothing to be concerned about in that regard. And as I alluded to yesterday, I didn't realize that the Yosef cites this from the Sifrei Kabbalah dating back to the 1100s, but it was a well-known, apparently, according to the Encyclopedia Judaica, that it was a Jewish printer's mark or symbol. The very first Hebrew Sefer published in Central Europe was in Prague in 1512. A Siddur published in Prague had a, what we call a Magen David, on the title page as the printer press, as the printer's mark of those who were engaged in Jewish printing. So certainly, as Rav Moshe writes, is an old, old symbol that is associated with the Jewish community. And long before it became associated with the modern state of Israel, it was traditional and centuries old practice to associate it with Jews and Jewish communities in general.